Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Well, I'm excited. I'm starting a new series. Last series was a great series, but it's time to go on. Sometimes, you know, when you're in the playoffs, if you can't stay in one series forever, amen? You got to graduate. After you get four wins, you got to keep on moving, at least in basketball. But this series really came out of me just praying, and I'm just trying to make sure that I can hear the voice of God. Has anybody ever been there before? You're trying to make sure it's God's voice. Because I tell you guys this, I can get up, randomly preach a message, and I know God can use that. Amen? Just because I've been in church my whole life. I mean, I remember, what was the earliest we were in church, Dad? Was I in church when I was born? Yeah, so I was in church my whole life. So I've heard people preach. I can mimic some of their sermons, right? You know, I could make up sermons on the go, but I always want to make sure what I'm saying that is applicable to what God is trying to say. Amen? Because there's the logos word, which means the word of God that's written, but there's also a rhema word, which is really still connected to the logos word, but it's a word for right now. Amen? So a rhema word is what the church needs. Amen? Amen. So I was like, God, what should I talk about? And God, clearly tell me what I should talk about. And, you know, sometimes you get things and you're like, okay, I don't think that's the Lord. Let me wait for a confirmation from the Lord. So today's topic or sermon is going to be about hearing God's voice. Amen? Amen. Let's go to Isaiah 40, verse 31. These are going to be my theme scriptures because this is what happens when you hear God's voice. Amen. New King James Version is the one that I'm reading. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. And it says, but those who wait on the Lord, somebody already knows this one, right? But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So what is the key to this? The key in this scripture is waiting on God. It doesn't skip that. It says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew your strength. So if you do not wait on God, your strength will not be renewed. Amen. And now how many of us have tried to do things on our own strength and we get tired? Right? Weary, because we're like, okay, there's another way I could do this. Maybe I could do it like this. Maybe I could do it like that. Your mind is running 100 miles per hour trying to figure it out in your own strength. Amen? Amen? But we know that if we wait on the Lord, he will renew our strength. Waiting on the Lord, God can give us the ideas, as the Bible says, to get wealth. Amen? Wealth comes from God. It doesn't come from this worldly system that we are in. There is also a false wealth, amen? But you always have to know that if you wait on God, and we're talking about hearing God's voice, if I wait on God, he will always give me clarity in the direction that I should go. Amen? Let's go to Psalms chapter 130, verse 5. And these, like I said, are going to be the pillars of this series. It says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word, I do hope. All right. So it's important. Not only do we wait on God's word, we wait for his word. And in waiting for his word, we get hope when we receive that. Amen. The Bible says, I always try to paraphrase this right, but hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. Amen. When you don't get hope, have you ever been expecting something and it just never came? Right? You've been waiting on somebody promised, hey, I'm going to give you this. And they never came up and gave it to you. What happens is people get upset. There's people that their parents said, hey, I'll come bring you a gift, or I'll come see you on your birthday, right? And they never come. That's hope deferred. And what happens is their heart grows sick. Their heart grows sick. They begin to get angry. They don't want to have nothing to do with that person, right? Because that person never showed up. The hope they were hoping for never came. But for us, when we wait on the word of God, he never give it to us. It will always be given. Amen. And in his word, we can have hope. One of the things I wrote down is, how do we know we are hearing from God? Right? It's important to know this, especially when the world questions, why do you do what you do? Amen. The world is going to question, Marquise, how come you live your life that way? Why don't you do what everybody else is doing? I'm going to tell you a couple things about the word, hearing God's word, and how it even impacts other people. But it's important to understand that God's word never contradicts the Bible. Why? Because they are the same thing. Amen. If I'm saying I want to hear from God, God is not going to tell me something outside of what his word says. This is why, if you want to hear from God, you must read the Bible. Amen. The more you read the Bible, the more the Holy Spirit can bring to remembrance the word in your life. Now, I'm not going to say that if you never read the Bible, that the Holy Spirit can't bring the word to you. But if he brought the word to you, you wouldn't know what it was. Right? Some people, oh, that was just good luck, good feelings, great intuition, great karma. Right? They got all these words to describe something that they don't even know. But we know one thing, that if we want to hear from God, the word that he spoke to us that is already written down must be something that we value in our life enough to spend time with it. Amen. Sometimes, like I always say, find your way to read the Bible. Okay. If you have to listen to the Bible, listen, I'm a listener. Like, I learn a lot more by listening than reading. Right. But I also learn a lot more by doing something. Right. If my mom told me, hey, yeah, play this song in this key, and this is the keys, and if I don't touch the piano, I'm not knowing what she's talking about. Right. Because that's the way that I learn. Everybody has different learning techniques. Amen. That's why even when we teach and preach the word of God, we have to learn how to activate those learning things, because if we don't activate those people with those type of learning abilities, they feel like they're disabled because they're not getting it. Right. So it's important to do that. That's why we do different things and different outreach. OK, you want to learn how to be to outreach and share the gospel. We don't just tell you, we take you out and just go do it. Right. Pastor Nate was like, back in the day, they didn't teach us how to drive the bus. They just put you in the bus and said, drive. Right. And I mean, that's what happens sometimes. And you learn from trial and error. I was watching a movie with John Wayne, and his kid said, I can't swim. Right. I can't swim. And John Wayne threw him in the water and said, you're going to learn today, boy. Right. And then the mother of the boy came and said, what are you doing? She was like, you know, I'm teaching them how to swim. And she said, I can't even swim. And then she ran. And, you know, the scene ended. But I'm pretty sure he threw her in the water, too. Right? Now, my mom won't let me do that to my kids. Right? Because they might drown. But it taught that boy how to swim. Right? Now, we could do it a little bit less dramatic and just put the kids in swimming lessons, right? But what I am saying is, you have to learn the word of God, amen? You can't just, sometimes some people are going to just have to dive into the word of God, Meaning they're going to have to get into a situation where they're like, okay, I don't know what to turn to but the Word of God. My mom taught me to put my Bible under my pillow. Why did she teach me to do that? Right? My wife, she did that until we got married. I was like, please don't put that book under my pillow. Right? That ain't helping nothing. Right? But what it was her mom taught her that safety was there. Right? So now, if the safety is there, I don't just keep it there. Right? It does me no good if I just keep it there. I have to learn the Word of God. And I'm not saying that her mom didn't teach her the Word of God. But what I am saying is sometimes we get caught into, how many people have seen Bibles in the back of cars, right? And they never open that stuff. That Bible don't move. Oh, I got the, I've heard people say, oh yeah, I got the Bible in the back seat of my car. What is it doing? It should be in the front seat, right? It should be something that you open up to learn. Amen. So we must learn the Word of God. That's important to hearing God's voice. Because how many of us have heard somebody say, God told me this, I got a brand new revelation, and God said this, and it's not anything that, it doesn't line up with the Word of God. And if they would have just read that scripture, or even if you don't read that scripture, you can go read that in the Revelations to anybody who adds on to this book, right? Or takes away from this book, what will happen? The curses that are written in the book of Revelation will happen to you. Amen. So it's important that we make sure, even as we say, oh, I'm hearing the voice of God, that we test it to make sure it is God's voice. Amen. So why do I say this? Because there's other voices. Somebody say other voices. There's other voices out there. One voice which brought sin into the world is the voice of Satan. Okay? We're going to read this scripture, Genesis 3, verses 4 through 5, real quick. And I have this written as, the enemy is a deceiver. Amen? What does the enemy do? He's going to question the very words of God. Right? How many people, oh man, well, God's word says that, but we need to be a little more relevant, right? That's the devil. How do we know? Because he did the same thing here. I'm not going to read this whole story. You can read it on your own. Genesis chapter 3, this is the deception. But it says, then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. And what is he saying that to? God told her that she would die. So Satan already just comes in and says, you're not going to die. So what is he doing? He's in opposition of the word of God. All right? He's in opposition of the word of God. And then he says, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Okay? So what does he do? First of all, he attacks God's word and then he adds to God's word. Amen? Every time the devil came to tempt somebody, he acted like he had God's word. All right. Why do I say this? Because the devil's not going to come tell you, oh, I'm the devil and I think you should do this. Right. He's going to try to give you a blessing. He's going to try to give you something that you desire. Amen. That's why even hearing God's voice, one key. Well, I'm not even going to get there, but the devil is coming to deceive you from knowing God's word. Once again, the Bible says you must study to show yourself approved, a good workman, rightly dividing the word of truth, which is the word of God. And then it says, so that you can divide it to bones and marrows and all of that. But you got to know it. Amen. You got to know this word, because we are living in a day and age where the enemy gets more and more sneaky to try to trick you to think that God's word needs to be fixed. God's word does not need to be fixed. It is fixed. It is the fix. It's the crucifix. How you like that? This is God's word. And just like Jesus, who was the word, is the word, he came and he was sinless. The word of God is sinless because it's the word. Amen? This is accurate understanding of the word of God. When you talk about the word of God, Jesus was the word. It says that in John chapter 14. And we know as Christians, if Jesus sinned, then we are going to be condemned. So if God's word has flaws, we are going to be condemned. Amen? God's word is truth, and we must follow his word to the T. Amen? Another voice that is out there is ourselves. Somebody say ourselves. See, I was getting ahead of myself when I was saying what I was going to say next. Sometimes this is why it's important that you don't go off how you feel. Uh-huh. Right? I feel like I should just do this. I feel like I should just do that. But the word of God says this. I'm not feeling that. Right? This is the way that people act. I don't want to do that. Why? Because I want to do what... Now, look, I'll just say it like this. If you want to do what you want to do, Christianity is not for you.
Well, now.
All right? It's not for you. Why do I say that? Because actually, if you want to do what you want to do, that's exactly what the devil wanted to do. The devil wanted to be the boss. He said... I like watching Superbook. I watch this all the time with Mari. We watch these episodes over and over. But we see how this cartoon will show you the word of God. It shows you how the devil came to become the devil. He was like, hey, you want to come with me? It's my world now. Let's conquer God. Right? It's like, man, what is he thinking? Right. I mean, even in the movies, you don't never see what God looks like in the movies. You see Jesus. But come on, man, you thought you were going to defeat God. First of all, how could you defeat God? God has no beginning, which means he's not going to have an end. Right? This is deception. So somehow the devil was deceived, and he was deceived by his own voice. Like many of us are at times, our own flesh rises up and says, I want to do this. I want to do that. Now, this is important in hearing God's voice, because sometimes in your head, you'll hear something and you'll think it's God's voice, but it's really not. It's really your voice. It's really, oh, man, I should go do this. It would be great to do something like this. Right. And you can make up the situations in your head, but you always have to say, does that line up with God's word? And the only way that you'll know it is if you've been in the word of God. Amen? I know a lot of people that are saying, we live in a day and age now where they want to make up these Christianity is just for one color. Well, I could go to John and it says, any man who believes in Christ will be saved. And it's not of birth. It's not of any descent. It's by the will of God. Okay, well, I don't really, you don't. What happened there? They have decided to make up their own doctrine, which is not from the word of God. Amen? Oh, I can't do this, or I can't do that, or you have to live by the law, right? If you look in the Bible, I was listening to the word of God this week. It says, if you try to live by the law, right? First of all, you cannot do that, but then you denounce the fact that Christ was the sacrifice for you if you're trying to get it on your own. That's why it's important to know the word of God, because many people are coming with, as the Bible says, in the last days, men will come with doctrines of demons to deceive. Amen. And the bad thing is some people are being deceived right next to us. Right. Because they are hearing a voice, or they might hear from their, let's be careful when I say this, but favorite preachers, right? They said something, and they were just talking. Sometimes, you know, some people just talk. But some people took that as the gospel and the word of God. Oh, man, this pastor said this. I got to do what that pastor says. No, do what the word of God says. Right? Do what the word of God says. And I'm going to say this. Every pastor can have a flaw. They can say God said this, but then the next minute they say something and it wasn't what God says. Because they're humans. Right? So that therefore, when a pastor preaches, you must even check what he says with the word of God. I always tell you guys, when I go to a new church or just somewhere else where somebody else is preaching, I'm not going to be the first one shouting amen. Because I'm going to listen to what this person says.
That's right?
If this pastor is hyping people up and he hasn't said nothing, I'm not going to say nothing. Right? And I'm just serious, because I've been in churches where that happens. And everybody, yeah, you're going to get blessed. Everything the devil stole is coming back this year. Yeah. And it's like, what's the verse?
Yeah.
Right? Now, I understand people want that stuff back, right? And that's biblical. But if that's all you said for 45 minutes going on an hour, I'm like, dang.
Well,
right? That was a hype service. People shouting and screaming and falling out because they want their stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
Now that has become more materialism than it has become the word of God. Right? They're not getting happy when he says, let's go to the scripture that says, if you want your stuff back, you got to act right.
Yeah.
Right? They don't want that scripture. They don't want the Deuteronomy 15 drill.
Yeah.
Right? Or is that 28, I think? Deuteronomy 28, where blessed you will be, you know, they don't want that. They just want their blessing. Right? If you start telling them, hey, the word of God says you can inherit the kingdom of heaven if you live this way, you won't inherit it if you live it this way. They don't want that. They just want screaming and shouting. Right? And really, that's a waste of time. We don't need to waste time. Amen? The scripture for that is Luke 9:23. Jesus said this with his very own words. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Therefore, if you want to hear the voice of God in your life, you have to deny your voice. You have to deny your choice. Amen. You have to get rid of that. Now, God does give you choice, because that's another thing people say. God, well, if he says right here, let him deny himself, that's a choice that they have to make. I got to get rid of myself. And then it says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Amen?
Wow.
It's important to do this. So you have the enemy who comes to deceive and goes straight against God's word. You have yourself, somebody say, myself, and desires that have to be crucified. In order to hear God's voice. See, if any of these things are not right, you're not going to hear God's voice. And I'm going to say this. There's going to be times where it gets difficult to hear God's voice because God is drawing you closer to him. God doesn't just say, okay, Marquise, pray 10 minutes for the rest of your life and you'll hear me exactly at 9 minutes. I wish that happened. Right? 10 minutes, nine. Now, oh, thank you, Lord. What do you got to say? Right? Sometimes you have to tarry in his presence. Why? Because God doesn't want you to just see. This is something that even when I pray, okay, God, I'm just going to keep on praying. Why? Because I love you and I want to know more of you. I'm trying to seek you, God. What's up in heaven right now? What's going on? Like, what's your? That comes from spending time with God. Amen. So it's important to do that. Another voice, somebody say another voice, is other people. All right? Now these other people are influenced by themselves or the devil. Right? Man, I'll say this. I be on Broadway, and this is crazy, man. I tell you, if you come out there with me at nighttime, you see like all kind of spirits just come out. People parading themselves with these spirits. Right? Why do I say that? Because they have convinced themselves either that they don't want to follow God or they have a new word from God. Right? And a lot of times it's just they don't want to follow God. But they want his blessings. Right? Nobody in their right mind would deny what Jesus has done. Jesus has paid for us all by dying on a cross, living a sinless life. And since he died, he could not be held by sin. Because really, everybody that dies, you're held by sin. But when we accept Christ, he gives us eternal life.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
And Jesus came, lived a sinless life, died for us so that we could be free from sin and death. Now, this is the interesting thing. Everybody that is living a life of sin is bound. Everybody that is living a life of sin is depressed. Right? Now, they can act like they're not. This is why people, when they go to the club, I literally saw people do this. There's a little hallway, and they walk in. Oh, man. And then they hype themselves up. Yeah. Oh, woo. This is the... And what happened in there? Oh, I don't know. It was good, though. Right? But and this is why people constantly fill themselves up with things to try to make them forget their problems, right? Or what they say is they do it to have a good time. Without that, I'm not nobody. This is what these people say, right? That's because they are being deceived, and they know they're being deceived, but they don't want to accept God's word. So other people, Galatians chapter 1, 10, other people, they try to tell you what God's word says. And a lot of times, this is not just other people, this is just the majority. A lot of times when God gives you a word, the majority is not going to accept it. Right? God said, follow Jesus. Jesus only had, you're driving way too fast. Jesus only had 12 disciples, but then he had how many after that? It was like 70 or something like that. But there was a lot of Jewish people. Because when he was born, they had to count it up. Everybody didn't follow Jesus. It was too hard. Right? We always hear about the time where Jesus was like, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, for this is true blood and this is true drink and this is true food, right? And you could get to God by eating my flesh and drinking my blood. And some people were like, that's too hard. We're leaving. And they did not return. Right? Because they obviously thought, hey, we're cannibals. You know, why did they think like that? Because some people had did that to them. Oh, this is the word of God. This is the word of God. Here's some Kool-Aid. And some people drink the Kool-Aid. But it wasn't the word of God, and it wasn't Kool-Aid. Right? Why does this happen? Because people think or try to hear God's voice. Sometimes the thing is, they want the easy way to hear God's voice versus just seeking the word for themselves. Right? God's word is attainable to everyone. Even in China, they slip in the scriptures in something so that they can read it. Why? I mean, I think about that, man. People in different nations where the word of God is illegal, they desire the word of God more than we do when we have the word of God and it's accessible. Amen? Why? Because they have a hunger for the word of God. They understand that this is the thing that's going to keep me alive spiritually. If you start taking food away from you, anytime you see food, you're gonna get it. And they understand that. Amen? Amen? So we have to understand his word is important. Galatians 1:10, it says, For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? If I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. So what is this saying? You're not going to be able to please people when you follow God. You're going to hear people that are not from God give you a word that they consider a good word. Why don't you just get along with everybody? Right? Why don't you just fellowship with light and dark fellowship? Right? Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just do that? Why don't you just be more like us, right? Why don't you stop being a superhero and be normal? That's get that from The Incredibles, right? In the movie Incredibles, one of my favorite movies, they said, if we can make everybody just be normal, then we have no superheroes. Or, yeah, if we can make everybody think they're superheroes, then there really will be no superheroes. The world is trying to make it look like we're all the same. We all have the same rights. And look, I'm all for human rights, right? We're all for that. But as a Christian, I'm not the same as somebody that doesn't believe in God. Amen? The difference is I believe God's word and they don't. So I live my life a certain way and they don't or they won't. Amen? It's important to know this because we're getting in a day and age where they're trying to deceive us. Amen? How long have I been going? Huh? All right, we're going to go ahead and close. I'm going to pick up next week with, I know it was more than 5 minutes. I'm going to pick up next week with the story of Samuel hearing from God. And we're going to just start going through the stories of how these people heard from God and even the reactions or the difficult things they had to do. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear God, for your word, dear God. I pray, dear God, that we cherish your word and we place it above any and every other thing in our lives, oh God. Dear God, that it becomes higher than our thoughts, higher than our ways, because your word says your thoughts are higher than ours. Dear God, your ways are much better than ours, oh God. So we seek you, dear God, for your word. We ask that you speak to us and, dear God, that you remove any voice that is not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the church say, amen.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.